The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. California, Virginia, and Alaska have passed laws refusing to imprison people just because they disagree with the current government. You perhaps are thinking, could our government imprison people for that? It most certainly could, not by constitutional rights, but by a national law called the National Emergencies Act, passed in 2012 by the Congress. Broad powers would be given to a president if he deemed that opposition to law had reached a stage that the courts could not handle. This could be invoked on people like Christians who would rise up and say, we're not going to be part of a national health care plan which forces our dollars to fund abortion. Other states are considering similar legislation. South Carolina's Senate is considering a law which would make more difficult the implementation of Obamacare in that state. Already their House overwhelmingly passed this law. These represent attempts at implementing the biblical principle of interposition. This is what the young prophet Daniel did when he appealed to his immediate supervisor to let him disobey the king's law to eat Babylonian food, which the scripture said he shouldn't eat. He was appealing to another government authority to correct what a different government authority had set into motion. This is what Queen Esther did when she appealed to her husband, the king of Persia, to save her people, the Jews, from being executed. The king had been tricked by a wicked man, Haman, into believing the Jews were a threat to his kingdom. The king, without checking deeply enough into the matter, gave Haman permission to destroy the Jews. Esther, as the queen, another government authority, appealed to the king, who was the disordered government authority, to come back into right order by altering the law which condemned the Jews. The king saw his error and corrected it by telling the Jews to arm themselves and destroy their enemies who had hoped to destroy them. This appeal by one government authority to another government authority to come back into God's order is known as the principle of interposition. In other words, one government authority is stepping in between the people and a disordered government authority which would harm them. Since Romans 13:1 teaches us that there is no government authority but of God, and the powers that be are ordained or ordered of God, the only lawful way to correct disordered government is by another government stepping in between the people and the out-of-order government. This is what these state governments are attempting to do with our disordered national government. This is what our founders were doing when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. They stated that their reason for establishing this new government, which was to protect the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property, was because their king in England had removed those God-given rights by his disordered government. They created their own government in the order of God to resist the king's disordered government. This view of King George was that he had done every act which may define a tyrant, and thus was, quote, unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Has Mr. Obama, by destroying our Constitution through pushing for unconstitutional laws which would give himself far too much power, done every act which may define a tyrant? Should not our states stand up and resist this usurpation of power? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.